Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10 to 12. Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10 to 12. We read it last week, and I just want us to pick up from there this morning. Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10 to 12. New International Version of the Bible. It says, "This is the covenant I will establish with the people of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my laws in their minds and write them on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, 'Know the Lord,' because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more." Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, because the entrance of your word gives light, it gives understanding to the simple. And Father, in the name of Jesus, as we share your word, we ask for inspiration, we ask for illumination. Father, we ask that each one of us will hear what we need for this moment and for where we are going, in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we worship you. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Oh, I didn't hear you. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Okay, we've been talking about Eden, okay? We've been talking about Eden, and what I told you is that even though you got saved at Golgotha, for you to make the most of your journey from Golgotha, you need to go back to Eden, okay, to now continue your journey. This is what I'm trying to say. For you to move ahead in life, you need to go back first. You need to go back to the beginning and understand God's original intention for man. Then you can come back into your present to make the most of life now. And I told you before now that God created us for creativity, connectivity, and control. This is very important. God created us for creativity, connectivity, and control. Now, let me say this to you. I've not said this to you before. Connectivity is the key that unlocks creativity and control. This is important. Connectivity is the key that unlocks creativity and control. If you don't understand what I'm talking about up till now, you have 2 weeks of catching up to do. Okay? Connectivity is the key that unlocks creativity and control. So I told you before now that the quality of your life is tied to the quality of your relationships. The quality of your life is tied to the quality of your relationships. Now, this is important. We took 5 days, okay, to delve deeper into network. And when I say network, somebody needs to get it. I didn't say networking. In the sense of, oh, connect with people. I want to know important people. I need to know important people. I see that all the time. People who think they can get further in life because of somebody they know. That's not the key. When we talk about connectivity, we are talking about contribution. Let me take just about 2 or 3 minutes and digress from this message and speak as a pastor, first to Hill City and perhaps to other believers who are watching or listening to this message this morning. You would have heard me talk about the blessings of COVID-19. And believe you me, there are so many of them. So many of them. But there are some things I call the challenges of COVID-19. And this is it. I was sharing it with a few singles yesterday. And this is it. If you are not careful, COVID-19 is turning Christians from contributors to consumers. So I said something and it may sting a little bit. If you have been going out, especially if you have been going to work Monday to Friday, and then you wake up on Sunday morning and you are suddenly afraid for your life, you are a hypocrite. If you want to clap, clap. Come on, if you want to clap, clap. Yeah. Yeah. Let that person who is tossing and turning on their bed this morning and who refused to show up in church out of convenience know. Something is beginning to be wrong. Do you understand? Let me tell you the truth. Somebody says, "Do I need to go when I can experience the whole service in my house?" Did they used to come to get? Listen to this. When you get born again, as you mature as a Christian, you go from consumer to contributor. So you see, you don't go to church to receive. You go to church to give. Somebody needs to understand your presence alone is healing to somebody's countenance. You have to show up. I'm telling you the truth. Out of the 52 Sundays in a year, there is less than 20 that I wake up Sunday morning and I feel like going to church. My wife hugged me yesterday evening, okay, because of Monday to Friday, because it's been telling on us. Okay? She said, "I feel you, and you have to go tomorrow." I said, "Yes." And you know, I like to tell the truth all the time. as at 6 p.m. yesterday evening, I did not know what I was going to say this morning. I said, I don't even know what I'm going to preach. Don't be scared, I got a message. And I'm going to show you where those messages come from. So I don't even know what I'm going to tell. I have a vague idea of what we're supposed to continue in, but I'm too tired to even think, not to talk of prepare the message. She looked at me and said, it's you now, don't worry. And then she hugged me. You know that kind of encouragement you get? Okay, like a soldier going to battle. Everybody is crying, but only one person is at risk. The soldier going. Amen. And I went to bed, woke up very early, started to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, revelation, the move of God in your life is tied to your decision to contribute. We keep receiving what to say because we have decided we are going to serve, we are going to be a blessing to people. So if you keep coming to church to sit down and get cool and receive the message, by all means, stay at home. But when it dawns on you that your spiritual maturity will be stunted until you start doing ministry. Let me help you understand that. The church is for babies. Amen. This is not the message. This is for Hill City. Okay. And any Christian who cares to listen. The church is for baby Christians. When you mature, just like it is naturally, you get to a point where your parents shouldn't feed you anymore. You begin to, for example, if you are the first or the second child and there are two after you, you get to the point where now you are helping your parents to help or to raise the younger ones. So when you wake up Sunday morning and all you think about is, as a matter of fact, by staying at home, I don't even have to pay transport. I can even worship in different churches. You would notice after five services, you are as empty as when you woke up. Because it is more blessed to give. See, those who receive revelation are those who make a habit of emptying out what they have received. The more we teach, the more we are open to revelation. You don't receive revelation by listening. You receive revelation by teaching. So it says in Hebrews, by now you ought to be teachers. But because you did not do what you were supposed to do, you have need that you be fed. So, and you are still living on milk. You are still what? You are still living on milk. It says strong meat is for the mature. Those who by reason of use, not by reason of receiving. Hallelujah. Oh, I miss Dr. Banji's hype. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's just celebrate the fact that we are back in church. Come on. Woo! Hallelujah. Hey, make somebody at home jealous this morning. Tell the person you're missing church. Hallelujah. So you don't understand. Pastor Jacob, you don't understand. It's safe out here. It's dangerous right there. Amen. To all parents who are staying back at home because they said it's still not safe for the kids to come out. Kudos to you this morning. Amen. Okay. I'm okay now. I've vented. Because this thing just pains me, okay? I'm telling you the truth. When I see Christians who are allowing themselves to be cheated by the devil, what are you afraid for? You don't want to die? And you want to go to heaven? For how long? It's the scripture. He that decides to save himself will lose his life. But he that loses his life for my sake, we're not telling you to come and be a consumer. If you are mindful of what I'm going to contribute, must pastor preach every Sunday? Pastor, sit, let me preach the next Sunday. And pastor, you didn't give me the chance. You have not shown promise. Let me see your articles. Post something online. The next time they ask you to do something little, do it with all your mind. You will be given a chance. By the way, the last time you were given a chance, what did you do with it? I'm telling you the truth. The time is going to come in this church that I'm not going to preach for 2 months. And I will be in every service. Okay? Because champions will arise. The church is not a place where people gather to watch a superstar. The church is a fellowship of superstars. Are you listening to me? So we need to rise. We need to mature. And we don't mature by consuming, we mature by contributing. Hallelujah. Let me move on this morning. Hallelujah. The quality of your life is tied to quality of your relationships. Now, I told you last week that your most important relationship is your relationship with God. So when I said connectivity is the key to creativity and control, you need to realize that the deepest connectivity, the most important connectivity you should work on is your connection with God. And I told you something last week and it's very important. Two things I told you last week. I said God wants to be close to you. It's very important. God wants to be close to you. God wants to be close to you. Hallelujah. God wants to be close to you. Number two, God wants to teach you. God wants to teach you. Three powerful things I told you last week. God wants to be close to you. God wants to teach you. And then I told you that the right response to these two things is that you treasure the knowledge of God. Now that I know, look, God wants to be close. God wants to teach. Why will God want to teach me? Because there's something important he wants to say to me. But watch this. What God pours is determined by how empty, how ready. So you have to treasure the knowledge of God. The little you have, make the most of it so that you can qualify for more. Are you getting this? You've got to treasure the knowledge of God. We can't go back to them. We read 2 Peter 1, 3. We read Colossians chapter 1, verse 9 to 11. But this morning, I want us to go further by reading Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15 to 20 from the New Living Translation of the Bible. I know you use this portion of scripture to pray, but I need you to see what the Apostle Paul is saying right here. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15 to verse 20 says, "Ever since I heard of your strong faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for God's people everywhere, I have not stopped thanking God for you. I pray for you constantly." Now, come and see correct prayer points. Not those other ones I talked about last week. Correct prayer points. He said, asking God, the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to give you spiritual wisdom and insight. Why? So that you might grow in your knowledge of God. Listen, you don't need the knowledge of things as much as you need the knowledge of God. Somebody needs to understand. The glory of man is creativity. In the beginning, God created something from nothing. Then he said, let us make man in our own image. The reason why you don't create things is because you lack the knowledge of God. The more of God you become, the more you will also be able to turn thoughts to things. That's creativity. And I'm going to show you that in the New Testament very soon. So I keep praying. I pray for you all the time. Paul the Apostle says there's nothing wrong in going to God's presence and praying the same prayer. So I pray constantly. It's the same point I pray constantly. That it will fill you with spiritual wisdom and understanding so that you might grow in the knowledge of God. He said, I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light. Listen, next time you are praying, these are the kind of things you should be praying. No, Father, Lord, my stubborn pursuers. Where did they get the stubborn nature from? Say, my stubborn pursuers. Amen. Some of these points are born out of ignorance. Everybody standing the way of my blessing. Really? And then you will quote Daniel. How they withstood Gabriel for 21 days. And for some of you, that's why you are fasting and praying. Religious madness. So I'm fasting and praying so that all the forces holding my blessing, every stubborn demon sitting on my... Where is your blessing coming from? I lift my eyes to the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The question is, where is God? In him we live, we move, and have our being. The God who is going to answer your prayer does not send angels anymore. That's the reason why the answer to your prayer cannot be withstood. The answer to your prayer cannot be deflected because he lives in you. Ah, Pastor, are you sure? You cannot even be born again if he was not in you in the first place. I'm not revolting. I'm not trying to rebel. But we've just got to know the truth and stop practicing religion. Have I said stop fasting? You need to know why you fast. That you may be sensitive to pick God's voice. Full stop. That you may discipline your flesh so that it will not rob you of your blessings. That's what Paul the Apostle said. He said, After I have preached to many others, that I may what? Not be cast away. So I beat my body, I put it under. Food has been found to be the fuel for every bodily appetite. That's why even if you have a bad habit, they say you fast for about 30 days and you can break any habit. That's what fasting is all about. It does not move God. It moves you. Amen. Amen. It moves you. So don't count the number of days you are fasting. Measure your sensitivity. Because some people think God should do it after 40 days. Say, Abba, 40, God, I fasted 40 days. Then some people say, I'm very desperate. God, I will do 100 days. Listen, if in those 100 days you are not sensitive to hearing God. I remember my pastor did a 40-day fast one time like that. Some old-timer Hill City members will remember. Because immediately after that fast, he came to preach our first anniversary. He was looking like a skeleton. He had lost weight. He had no form of comeliness. He had grown in anointing. Strength. But one day we were talking one-on-one. You know what he told me? He said, Shebu, should I tell you the truth? I said, yes. And this is what a lot of people don't talk about. He said, in those 40 days, I heard nothing. Amen. He said, I heard nothing. He said, after the 40 days, I heard nothing. That is not proof that fasting does not work. But proof that you can't control God. You can't control your children. You think you can control God? Hello? I'm talking about your four-year-old does not listen to you. Sit down there. They understand what I'm talking about. I mean, what am I saying? You can't control you. One guy during fasting was inside the bus, got into a fight with the conductor. It was a 21-day fast. He lifted the conductor, showed him to God. He was about to slam the guy. They collected the conductor from his hand. When they reported him to his pastor, pastor said, thank God we were fasting. Because if in fasting, he was able to do this, what will he do when he's not fasting? So the objective of all of these spiritual exercises is that we may be what? That we may be spiritually sensitive. That we may hear God. Everything he does by his word. You would only exercise, you would only experience exploit, do exploits to the degree to which you have understanding. Let me explain understanding to you. When you go to the garage, the service station, that pit, then they drive your car above the pit and they go down the stairs and they look underneath your car to see stuff and fix stuff, and that is under. I need to be graphic for people to get it. Amen. That what seems to be on top of you right now, you need to get under it. You need to get to the root of this. You just don't pray away stubborn pursuers. And you want to pray away singleness. No, you don't. You get to the bottom of it. He wants you to understand. Inventors don't do abracadabra. They understand. Some people are looking for miracles that can't be explained. That's not God's pattern. If your experience cannot be explained, it cannot be reproduced. So how did you get the job? God did it. Does he operate in employment agency? Say, God did it. God did not do it. You went to school. You were studious. You paid attention in class. You wrote exams. You passed. You got a 2-1. So don't tell the guy that God failed or passed, that God did it. Because when God wanted to do it for him, he said no. Are you following me this morning? Yes. Then you were studious and then you paid attention. You have the right relationships. So somebody told you, you know, some of the best of jobs don't get advertised. Yes, sir. Amen. Then the person told you, and then you submitted your CV, and you went for the interview. You were properly dressed. There were 5 of you, and they selected 2, because the 2 of you had foreign degrees. So that the young man who has just, you know, they did a list of top 20 universities or so in Nigeria. I was looking for my school. I didn't find my school. It pained me. Hello? See, the same way I didn't find my school is the same way some other person will go for a job interview. They won't find you too. Because they are, see, especially fellow Nigerians, they know you did not get quality education. What am I saying? So on top of this, I don't want to mention, because they will think I'm against some schools. But even when you hear the name of the school, you know that there's no future in this. So that you can dream, you can strategize, you know, I'm going for a master's degree. Hey, but in Nigeria, UI is number 1, Covenant University is number 2. Yeah. Don't kill yourself, bro. Sila. If you can't go to London, if you can't go to Canada, please go to Ottawa. That's what I'm telling you. Because they will they will employ a Covenant University graduate above an Agogo graduate. Hello? It is not because of the certificate. It is because of the process they went through, and because of that process, what they understand. Are you getting what I'm saying? You know, sometimes people who are graduates, who claim to be graduates, will send you a mail. And you'll be wondering, what did this person do in 4 years? I'm telling you the truth. As I'm talking right now, there are people who claim to be graduates who don't understand punctuation. The last time you wrote any document, did you use semicolon? Some people, all they know is full stop. Comma and full stop. Not to talk of inverted commas. And you went to school. As I'm saying this thing physically, I want you to apply it spiritually. Hallelujah. I want you to apply it. By the time we start applying it spiritually, you'd understand what I'm saying this morning. Okay. Let's read and let's finish reading and move on this morning. Okay, he said, I pray also, we're in verse 19 now. I pray also that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe. This is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him in the place of honor at God's right hand in the heavenly realms. So we've talked about three C's. Creativity, connectivity, and control. Now listen to this. And I told you that the most important relationship, your most important connection, is your connection with God. Now listen to this. The key to maximizing your connection with God is communion. That's the fourth C. The key to maximizing your connection with God is communion. This is important. That's why I brought my props, and you would understand in a moment. Communion, 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 14, New Living Translation of the Bible. It says, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. You say that at the end of every service. Okay, the first service we had after the lockdown, we finished the service, Mrs. Daniel forgot to share the grace. She did not know she was offending the elders. How can you round up a service without sharing the grace? And we have shared the grace so much, we have lost understanding. Look at it again. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Number one, our Lord Jesus Christ, God, and the Holy Spirit are the same person. Let's start from there. So the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, they are the same thing. Follow me. That the grace of God, or the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, is the grace of the Holy Spirit, is the grace of God the Father. That the grace of God is unmerited favor. Okay? Unmerited favor. God giving to me what I don't deserve. And the key manifestation of the grace of God in my life is the demonstration of the love of God. For this is the love, how God demonstrated his love for us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That is the love of God. See, for all of the things that God packaged for us, I told you it's soteria, it's shalom. Everything can only be accessed through fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Did you catch that? The key to accessing everything that belongs to you in God, it is through the communion of the Holy Spirit. Oh, it's the communion of those, not the communion of, I told you they are the same person. Have you ever got confused before when you want to pray and you are singing and you say, Holy Spirit, I worship you. Then you feel like I've concentrated on the Holy Spirit too much. And you say, Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you. And when you are praying, you are mindful, say, Lord Jesus, just because you don't want to offend. You see, some of us still have our African traditional medicine, traditional religion in our mind. And in your head, you are trying to appease different gods. Say, I don't want Jesus to be angry. Some even add Mary to it. Who has a person's ear like his mother? Mary, amen. Talk to your son. As if the son went on assignment. Hallelujah. Come on, say they are the same person. Say, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they are the same person. Listen, the key to the grace of God and the love of God, okay, you experience it through what? Fellowship with the Spirit. And fellowship with the Holy Spirit is not a spiritual activity that you do mindlessly. I'm going to show that to you in a moment. Communion connotes an intimate relationship with God. Communion or partnership, it's from the Greek word koinonia. It means to have social intercourse. It means to be a partner with somebody. It means to commune, to interface with somebody in an intimate way, in a very close way. Essentially, it means to do life together. So when I say God wants to be close to you, God wants to teach you, I'm not talking about God teaching you in a class. God wants to be a part of your everyday life. Now, the reason why some people are not enjoying this is because they've not made up their mind that they want to live for God. So you want to talk to God in the morning and then spend the rest of the day the way you like. No, God says, oh, you're going to the island I want to go to. Amen. You want to go for lunch? I want to go to. Oh, you're going to school? I want to go to. You want to, I want to go to. And I don't know about you. Have you noticed God likes holding conversation in strange places? I'm telling you the truth. Some of us, it's as you are, the revelation comes. So you mean God is here. Sometimes your spouse cannot stand it. But God is there. Amen. God is, he wants to be everywhere. Come on, I'm telling you. How many people heard God in a nightclub before? Oh, they're at home. You heard God in it. I'm telling you the truth. When you thought you are doing the most of evil, the worst of evil, you will sense His presence. Listen, He didn't get involved in your life because you decided to clean up. He has always been your God. And He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. You serve a God who wants to be an intimate part of your everyday life. That you are not experiencing Him is because you are not paying attention to Him. Listen, every relationship grows through communication. So when you hear people talk about, oh, God said this to me. Oh, God said, have you ever felt jealous before? So how come He's close to God? How come they are that close to God? More than I am close to God. And you say, God said to me. I'm telling you, I used to envy people like that. And when they say God said to them, you notice God truly said to them. Because what they said will come to pass. And you're wondering, me, I don't know God. Listen, God knows everything about you. If you would only pay Him attention. Hallelujah. If you would only pay Him attention. Listen, true communion requires consistent communication. There is a difference between we are related and we are connected. They are not the same thing. We may be related but not connected. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Sometimes I see some posts online and I say, oh, this person is supposed to be my cousin. This person is supposed to be my aunt. But we're not close. But we are related. You can trace it. It's the same thing. God created you, right? He's your God. That's, we are related. But connected, I mean, let me give you a very good example of what I'm saying. Yesterday evening, I was just, you know, doing stuff, and just dawned on me. Oops, I've not heard from my brother in a long time. Oh, Shagun, what's wrong with you? I mean, so I picked my phone, and I called my brother, and we caught up. And we talked. And after that conversation, I made certain decisions. As I got this, and overnight I was just thinking about it. And when I woke up this morning, I told my wife, I would need to do this. She said, I said, because I spoke with my brother yesterday, and based on that conversation, these are the things I think I want to do. Are you getting this? If you and God are not on consistent talking terms, if you only go to God when you have a problem, amen, you would not experience, listen, most of the problems would have been avoided in the first place. And I'll show you that in scripture. If you and God were on talking terms. Hallelujah. This is what I'm trying to say to you this morning. Two powerful things I want to share with you this morning. We must invest time into being alone with God. Now, this is the message. Okay? The feelings are over now. The excitement is over. This is the real work. We must invest time into being alone with God. Somebody says, Pastor, you don't understand. I am very busy. You know the way it is now with the work they're doing on Third Mainland. I have to leave home by 3 and I get back by 2. Listen, there has never been any time that people have time. People make time for what they consider important. Are you listening to me? People make time for what they consider important. I'm sure you saw the clip. There was this clip on social media a couple of years ago about a lady who was going out of the house, and then she started locking a bedroom door. So the daughter asked her, Mommy, why are you locking the bedroom door? She said, you know, your auntie, I don't know. I don't want her to steal my things. Then the daughter looked at her and said, but you are leaving me with her. You value your trinkets more than my life. And for many of us, that's what we are telling God. But you need to understand, I have appointments. Who do you have appointments with? Humans. So you are telling God, people are more important than you. So you don't understand, I have to go to work. How much do you get paid at work? Let's assume you make 5 million per month. What you are telling God is 5 million is more important than you. Love is felt time. So the first thing is to look at your schedule and make time for God. Guys, listen to me. It's amazing how you can't pray for 20 minutes. But to watch a full match, 2 hours, is a non-issue. You need to know how I schedule matches. Okay? I plan it. It's in my calendar. 19th of September. You understand what I'm saying? We know the date ahead of time. Some people have the calendar for the season. Are we getting this? So my daughter came to me this morning. And for you to understand how I schedule it, everybody in my family knows. So my daughter came to me this morning and said, Daddy, I want to strike a deal with you. She said, what? So I tell them the decoder in their bedroom is theirs. I just give them a sense of ownership. I'm the one that pays for the subscription. So when Champions League was closed, I upgraded the subscription so that I can watch Champions League. So she came to me this morning and said, Daddy, I said, yes, I want to strike a deal with you. I said, what? She said, that final match you are watching tonight, you can watch it in our bedroom. These are the same people that chased me. I said, but you can watch it in our bedroom. I knew there was a catch. I said, why? She said, because, and I won't be back till maybe later in the afternoon. You guys can watch whatever you want to watch on my TV. As a matter of fact, that my match is for 8 p.m. She said, 8 p.m.? Daddy, don't worry. But between now and 8 p.m., we can do what we like. I said all of that to let you understand how that everybody in my house knows when I'm watching a match. Do you understand? Why? It's important to me. Just before you think, Pastor is all spiritual, he does not understand life. But I'm not going to watch a match at the time or at the expense of my relationship with God. So there was one night that there was a match and I was the one to lead prayer. It was a mistake. Because I should have scheduled it differently. But the moment it dawned on me that the prayer meeting is clashing with the match, I knew, first half, gone. As God will have it, by the end of first half, it was 4-1. I said, there's no point. You understand what I'm talking about? Okay, the guys understand what I'm talking about. If it's important to you, you make time for it. 5 years ago, I didn't used to watch football. Some of the men here know when I started watching EPL. As a matter of fact, I started watching EPL when it dawned on me that after service, the only thing the guys talk about on the corridor is football and politics, and I don't like politics. So I said, which one can I pick? I said, let me pick football, since I don't like politics. So I picked football. I said, which team should I support? And I looked, and I used to play FIFA on my iPad. And I noticed Man City, they always have money to buy player. Other teams, they'll be telling me to use my money to buy player on game. You know, there are people that use their own money to buy player on game. They're investing in game. I said, you people don't know I'm an Ijebu man. Me. Give me the team that already has money. The same Man City has. They're always buying good players. I said, so I will support Manchester City. I didn't know before this thing became a spiritual thing. That was how I started. And then after the service, I would gist with Dr. Banji and I would ask him questions. Now I'm an analyst. About 4 years later, I can hold my ground. Now I'm pressing into Champions League now. After that, I will now go to Championship. Because there are people there that need to be saved. I will now go to Championship and all those small teams, okay? And then we'll now come and start doing 3SC and Yimba and all of those things. Why am I doing it? I may have something to say when I'm speaking with men. That was where it started from, but now it has become a hobby. I made time for it because I considered it important. It's amazing how some of you will go to, in spite of Lagos, when you get, I'm about to vent now, when you get home, you still make time for Big Brother. And you don't have time for the Big Father. Amen. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing how Christians know what's happening in Big Brother and you have never read the book of Hosea. Oh. See, they don't know Nahum. When you get to heaven, some people will call you to corner. They will beat you. Say, so you know what it took for me to receive revelation? You used to pray. You were always quoting Isaiah. Only Isaiah. Let me. Yeah. Eh? It was Zachariah. I didn't know. Were you not the one that was the father of John the Baptist? Shut up there. I'm different. Tell your neighbor again, invest time alone with God. Come on, say it again. God must catch you alone. Say it again. God must catch you alone. Let me give you the second one. To be with God is to be in His Word. To be with the raw material for everything God produces. So you have to invest, be creative about it. You don't have to be boring. Just pick a translation of the Bible you love. Okay? And then sometimes even beyond reading the Bible, you can also read books that explain scripture. At other things, at other times, you can watch video teachings. But by all means, invest time. The quality of time you invest is indicative of how important the thing is. 1 hour every day with God. And you are wondering why you don't understand spiritual things. In fact, some people would even spend time shouting at God. And over 50, those prayers sound powerful. They sound spiritual. Father, do it. Do not put me to shame. Does who what? For the joy set before him,
endured the cross, despising the shame. You now go to God's presence. Live with him. He says, but we have been given that we should do what? Suffer with him. That there are times when you will suffer persecution because of your faith in God, and you know nothing is wrong. I was supposed to go through this because I believe. And some of us are praying that God delivers us from what he delivered us into. Bible says persecution comes because of the word. The moment you say, I'm standing on scripture, expect a test, expect battle, we will now go back. Instead of fighting the battle, we go back and we are talking to God. Yeah, they told you to say to this mountain. Lack of understanding. Lack of anything standing in your way. Don't gain. There is a way to speak to this mountain. Sometimes you don't have to shout at the mountain. Sometimes it says to this mountain. You know, some people think when it says speak to this mountain, we're talking about fights. No, sometimes you just, okay, let me ask issue. You need to seek. You need to research. You need to go a little bit deeper. Much more than that, you need to make a demand. Are you being promoted? Speak to this mountain. Are you getting? Listen. Do you understand what I'm saying? And you will notice, God does not talk too much. You have spiritual understanding. You need spiritual understanding more than you need a breakthrough. The reason why many people need a breakthrough is because, so if they hear with their eyes, if they see with their hearts, they will. I said, did you catch that? This is what the Holy Spirit said to me. It's a big idea. He said, our lives is peace and fulfillment. And they are both products. Lives is peace and fulfillment. They're supposed to, but they don't enjoy their sleep. There are people that don't have so much money, but they are so fulfilled. I'm telling you, see, sometimes just about just looking at the effect of your obedience. And you see, when you are contented, when you are fulfilled, it's not difficult to appease you. When you see people that are always angry and always fighting people, it's not your fault. Something is wrong with them. And what is wrong with them is that they are out of alliance with God. Do you understand what I'm saying? That only God is essential. Why should I be afraid of you? You, common mortal. How can you be upset because of a human being? Those of whom this building is bigger. Amen? I'm telling you. And there's some, I'm putting the secret in your hand right now. It is in the place of community. Listen, when you do anything, you will build it. So they lack fulfillment, and that's why people steal money. Have you noticed? It's money. I'm telling you the truth. Yet when I have money, I live with money for me, so that can't occur to me. Listen, another person did not even leave the house. Another person isn't to smile. Listen, fulfillment can be as simple as, Shonke shared the testimony of how money, it's about obedience. When you do what God told you to do, listen, before poverty. Are we getting this? When obedience is the key to fulfillment, is the key to joy. Getting this, smaller than this, it may not be color black, but you must have a place or places. Building on. Hello? You should not do anything you are hearing for the first time. So God told me there are 100 people here that will give 1 million. That's not a problem. Did he tell you? You now go out, you drop your 1 million. 10 years later, nothing has happened. That's free will donation. There's nothing wrong with that. But when you do it because you said, because the prophet said, is the prophet your God? In the New Testament, prophets are for confirmation. Say, God told me to. I'm telling you, somebody comes to me and says, Pastor, God said I should tell you that. It's okay. But I can pick my phone. Say, okay, you said that, but when you don't check with God and you are deceived, it is because you were not for real in the first place. See, sometimes you don't even have to check your Bible. When error is being taught, there will be a witness in your heart. Don't receive it. And you don't have to have been born again for years. It's fitted. It's a follow come. The moment you are born again, it's fitted into you. You have a knowing nature. The Holy Spirit is your teacher. Anybody that teaches you, if he's not speaking by the Spirit, it will not land. Now say, he was a brother in church. He told me, so I decided to marry him. He was a prayer warrior. You were deceived. It's in the Bible. Gibeon, it's in the book of Joshua. How can you come in the New Testament and you are still living like the children of Israel? You check externals. You listen to what they say. And you don't check with God. God that is so close to you, you don't need 21 days to confirm. Right there and then, there's a check. See, human beings have created vehicles that if anything goes wrong in your engine, check engine light comes on. Common mortals have created that. You need 5 days of fasting and prayer to hear from God Something is wrong with you. It's because you lack communion. And communion is not shouting at God. Communion is silence. Let's be silent and to listen. He commissioned Joshua to lead a whole nation. He said, all you have to do is, this book of the law shall not meditate, shall not depart from your mouth. Therein shall you meditate day and night. John chapter 8 and verse 32. If you continue in my teaching, then you are my disciples, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you. Hallelujah. Are we getting this? The problem is not the problem. What we lack is the peace and fulfillment that comes from fellowship with God and following His instructions. When you copy people, you will get what they get, but you will not get their fulfillment. That's why you have what they have, but you are not as happy as they are. Because it's not about what people get. See, the joy of life is in the process, not the destination. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you, it's not because you don't have a degree. It's not because you don't have a job. It's not because you don't have a child. Some people have all of those things and they are frustrated. Because of how they got it. Are you listening to me? Okay? I don't want to be too specific. There are certain things you will buy. Let me give you an example. If you buy some cars, matter of fact, in the city of Lagos, if you buy any car that's perhaps over 9 million to 10 million, the moment you register it in your name, LIRS is coming after you. Because the moment you bought a car of 10 million, what do you do for a living? Have you been paying tax? It is in the process of checking what to do for a living. And then I say, this one is beyond yours. This is your candidate. So people who get their money wrongly cannot spend it openly. Not because it is wrong to have money, but how they got it can't be explained. There are people with miracles like that. It can't be explained. If it can't be explained, it's not of God. You are like Aaron, say, where did the calf come from? Say, I collected their trinkets, I threw it into the fire, and the calf came out. Say, oh God, at your age, you are telling lies. Daddy, you are telling lies. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, for me, the problem is not the problem. I'm telling you. Listen, you don't need God to solve your problem for you to be happy and be fulfilled. If you commune with God, you would gain God's perspective. I need somebody to get this. You will gain God's perspective. He said to Adam and Eve, Adam, where are you? The Bible said, think about it. They were doing something inferior because they did something they were not supposed to do. He said, I heard your voice in the garden and I hid myself because I was naked. What did God say? Who told you? When did you start taking counsel? See, because if you had heard from God, he would have known that, listen, you were the one that did not know that you were naked. I knew that you were naked all the while. I created you naked. Amen? Like my son recently. Having his bath. Oh, he was about to have his bath and all that. And his mom was, come and have your bath. He likes to run around when it's time to have his bath. I said, Mommy, wait, I'm naked. For where I was, I was just like, this boy, see, I don't know how lockdown was in your house, but my house, we had fun. We had living comedians. He said, Mommy, I'm naked. He said, you, naked. Where, naked? Can you see how absurd it is? Adam told God. I was like, naked, me. I crafted what you call nakedness. Who told you? But between Adam and Eve, watch this. They did not know that nakedness was a problem because they were in communion with God. And the Bible tells us how the glory of God. Listen to me. There are things you'll be going through and people will think you should be pulling out your hair. You should be throwing things and you're so calm and collected because you can't feel what you are going through because you are in communion with God. He will preserve you. Sometimes preserving you, God will preclude you from understanding the depth. Listen to me, some of us who are doing ministry, we did not know how dangerous our future was in terms of propensity for destruction. One day, I told my pastor, I said, you want to know the reason why I work hard? He said, yes. I said, this church crumbles now. All these people will just go home and they will start attending another church. I said, it's a major chunk of my adult life that we are either investing here or wasting here. Some people will never take that kind of risk. And the reason why you lack fulfillment is that some risk you are supposed to take, but you won't step out of the boat. You'll keep playing. Somebody, as I'm talking to you right now, your salary used to be a blessing, now it's a trap. Because you lack fellowship to the point where, you will see possibly everybody will know you are foolish. They told me I was foolish. You can't say that now. But if we did not go through that season of foolishness, but we didn't feel foolish. Oh. It made sense. Faith made sense. Wake up, full graduates. Okay, barrister of the Supreme Court of Nigeria. Wake up in the morning, dress up and go to work. 20,000 naira per month. And they sent you to school. Does it make sense? No wonder my father was not always there. I didn't know. When I told him I was going to do full-time ministry, I said, where do you work? So I work at Global Harvest Church. You know, my wife did not tell my mother-in-law my salary. She told me, if I told her your salary, she would not allow us to marry. Amen? I remember the first time my mother-in-law came into this place. The fulfillment. Okay, the joy. You know, when you suddenly dawns on you, my child is important. But thank God our season of foolishness was hidden from her. The first time my mother-in-law visited our house was 30's naming ceremony. If she had come after our wedding, she would have known they had one chance. Because we had nothing. I have witnesses here. Mr. Adedayo, when you come to my house, where do we sit? On the rug. No settee, nothing. Even the bed in the bedroom was on the floor. The only entertainment system we had was a desktop, white desktop computer. So in the evening, I would buy video CD. We'll play video CD. That was the only entertainment. The fridge we had was the fridge she used as a student on campus. Amen? Mr. Shaju is my witness. Almost about the time lockdown, she said, oh, I don't want to be keeping stuff in the freezer. I just woke up and said, my wife, I want to buy you a fridge. I can just buy you a fridge. I'm not sure enough, I'm testifying. Amen? But that's our fridge that she used. This is what I'm saying. When I met her, she had the fridge. Hello? We cut it for 5 years. Hello, hello. Because sometimes you want to experience people's harvest, but you are clueless about their seed. You don't want to commune to the point where you two can take your steps of faith. So she took the fridge as a student. But I don't even know what she told her. She should have known. Why are you carrying your fridge to your husband's house? Are you saying he does not have fridge? Truth be told, I did not have fridge. I didn't have. Amen? But I was moving ahead. Come for single time out. I'm going to talk to the guys. Amen? And the ladies who feel, you are looking for... You are, see, by the time the guy that has everything, he has two children also. You are looking for that guy that has everything. He has a job, he has a car, if you check very well, he has two children. Because that guy you envy, somebody else took the journey with him. I'm telling you the truth. That's why I don't have time. Any lady smiles at me, I say, you don't understand. I've been bought at the price. There is nothing about me that is available. I don't own it. Somebody else owned it. Hallelujah. I've got more to say to you, but we are out of time. Amen. The key is communion. 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 You have to start from somewhere. And there's something about God, regardless of your age. It's not the one they take you to a school. Say, how old is he? Oh, he's 7. Oh, let's put him in year 2. No. With God, they don't ask your age. Oh, you have come. Kindergarten. Wake up and pray. Before wake up, go to a hotel. Somebody's waiting for you there. It is wake up and pray. Wake up and read the Bible. Obey scripture. Be angry but do not sin. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. If you don't obey those little ones, you want to hear, my son, arise and go down. Lie. He only confides in people who have become his servants before they can be prophets, not consumers. Are you listening to me? Would you want to promise God communion this morning? Wherever you are watching online, would you rise this morning and say, Lord, I'm going to invest time with you. And as you are saying it, I want you to make up your mind. When is it going to be? I'm going to sacrifice evening TV. I'm going to sacrifice my drive. Amen? I read about a pastor. He's very busy, but he said, my drive to work every morning, I spend alone with God. So he knows I can't carry anybody. Somebody will say, oh no, you are not picking people. You are not nice. You don't understand. There's somebody in the car already. If yours is going to be, listen, if you live in Lagos, commute is time to commune with God. Some of us spend time in traffic and you are wasting it listening to people who are not moving you forward. You know all the stations, you know all the OAPs, but you don't know the Most High. You hear their opinion, but you don't know the opinion of God. None of their thoughts can turn to things. His thoughts are things. Then you now go and harass him for things. He says, you don't understand the process. It is through communion that I influence your creativity. Hallelujah. I was going to read Acts of Apostles chapter 3 to us. When the beggar said, give me money. Listen, this is creativity. For you to look at what you have, where you are, and know that there is a possibility. Silver and gold, I do not have. But the conversation does not stop there. Such as I have, I give to you. Listen, the apostles did not go to school. But every time they spoke, they know where to quote from the Old Testament. They said when they took them before the Sanhedrin, that they saw the boldness. Boldness there means unfettered outspokenness. Peter was speaking with confidence, and what he was saying was the truth, but he was blowing guns. You understand? Correct revelation, terrible language. So they were confused. They marveled. But listen, they said, these men are unschooled. Ordinary. Media, you put the scripture on the screen for them. These men are unschooled, ordinary men. They marveled at their boldness, which is supposed to be a product of school and being extraordinary. But they took note that they had been with Jesus. So if you commune with God, you will skip classes. I'm not sure you got that. Listen, if you commune with God, you can step into it. Listen, just using Facebook right now. People are training people on how to create adverts on Facebook that Mark Zuckerberg caught as an idea. Silla. You will get it next week. Then I say you come and do certificate in social media marketing. And then you register for the course. There's nothing in registering for the course. But just remember that the guy that created the platform that they are teaching you about did not attend the course. He dropped out of Harvard to pursue the idea. You too, you can skip classes. Are you listening to me? I'm telling you, if you are going to wait for a marriage class, marriage seminar, for your marriage to be happy, you will marry 5 times. But there's something about communing with God. You see him for the first time. Somebody says success is getting it right the first time. You just know this is the person. How do you know? Can you explain it? I don't know. There may be a lot of things wrong with him. But this is the person. I can just tell. This is the person. How do you know? I can't explain how I know. But there's a depth in me. There's just something in me that tells me this is it. And I'm not in a hurry. We can test it for the next 5 years and the answer will still be the same thing. This is it. People who commit with God don't speculate. Are you listening to me? Come on, commit yourself to God. Say, Lord, I commit to communion with you. Come on. Is that all you got? Hit me, come on. Listen. Kingsley, I didn't tell you to stop. I didn't tell you to stop. I'm sure you feel like singing.
Oh, Jehovah, we call you Jehovah. You are the Most High. You are the Most High God. Everybody lift your voice and Jehovah, you are the Most High.
To make your melody without a microphone. Anybody like that this morning? Anybody like that this morning? You don't have to sing now. It's your turn. Do your solo. Come on. Do your solo. Come on. Hallelujah. So you know what I'm going to ask you to do? I know you won't always have these guys with you at home. That's why I told you you would invest in your own playlist. Songs that help you worship God. Okay? And then you can time yourself. The songs have, you know, time. So you can, look, for the next 30 minutes, I want to praise God. And you can do a playlist of worship. Amen? You can do a playlist of warfare. You know you are contending with stuff. You can do a playlist of songs that declare what you believe. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus.
Hey, 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 hey.
Must you sing every song? That's what lockdown can do to you. Eunice has not been singing now. She wants to sing every song. Hallelujah. Amen. So you want to leave the house in the morning, just before you go, you can speak over your family. God bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord God is face towards you and keep you. Amen. And there are people who can sing better than everybody in this room. Let them help you invite God's presence into your life. It is in that place that you will begin to hear God. They told Elisha, we want to know the mind of God. He said, bring me a minstrel. The Bible said, as the minstrel began to play, Elisha began to prophesy. Hallelujah. It's key. Amen. It's key. You have lost weight, but yet you have no revelation. Because you have been fasting religiously. Any fasting you do without investing time alone with God is a hunger strike. So when the fast is declared, you look in the course of your day and pick a moment you are going to be, the degree to which you are desperate to receive from God is the time you will spend in His presence, not the long number of days you will fast. 1,000 days or 1,000 years before God is like a day. So you fast for 400 days. The question is, how connected are you when you are fasting? Have you been blessed this morning? Said, have you been blessed this morning? It's time for us to give to God. Amen. And we do it electronically. You know that's what we do at Hill City. So don't feel like, oh, and I brought cash to church. No, at this church, we don't give cash anymore. You know, there are some things that should just be a part of us going further. Do you understand what I'm saying? So that people don't come to church and all they do is count money. Alright, so you can bring out your phones. You know what I love about phones? It's not like that time when you use envelopes. And as you're trying to put your 200 naira in the envelope, yeah. Amen. You see the blessing of COVID-19 now. People used to give with God and they feel ashamed because of what they're giving. How about people that don't have to give? Just pick your phone and be pressing.